What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lima brought this to me because this has to be put out there early. And I think Ohio State's maybe a victim of their own success as Lima's about to read this to everybody. Please go ahead here. If and you could. This is real, by the way. What Ross Bjork said, this is all real. We ain't going to end up on the New York Post because you're reading fake reports over there, are we?
I guess Bjork did a press conference yesterday to talk about all the new and exciting tweaks to the in-game atmosphere at Ohio State.
Oh, my gosh.
When it comes to their video board, their music, the marching band. I mean, there were all sorts of updates all the way to trying to figure out a way to get people in and out of the bathrooms. Because so many people had complained when he had come in.
No, that's a decent response there, a decent answer there.
I mean, yes.
People got to get in and out of the can. But go ahead.
The first part was, what was the song you were just playing, Owen?
That was called Hang On Sloopy.
Well, yes. It's funny you mentioned Hang On Sloopy because now Hang On Sloopy will be played in a more organic fashion, not just specifically between the third and the fourth quarters as previously. Played. It will be enjoyed at every game, but this allows for it to be played when it is needed the most. So, say goodbye to your very structured game day at the Shoe.
So you just play this willy-nilly anytime you want?
They're just going to plop it in when the fans and the team need it the most.
But does it have different meanings because there's multiple versions?
So this is kind of like FSU's war chant, Rocky Top, the USC fight song. It's kind of like that.
Hell yeah.
I don't think it hits as well, but
Yeah, it's very different. People do get pumped when it comes on because with the marching band and the crowd, you know, the OHIO calls throughout the entire stadium.
I don't agree with this already, but go right on ahead.
They're going to be introducing the towel. And there are...
Well, it's called... No, you didn't say it right.
There are... Quotes.
You just said it's called the towel.
It's a the towel. Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't it the
towel? Whatever. The Ohio State University, the towel is what they're introducing. Fans can wave it at every game. Every fan that attends the Texas game will get one of these free. Will also be available to purchase as merch. So you get it for free at Texas, but if you're going to a Purdue game or something like that, you got to buy it.
Well, then it's not going to work.
It ain't going to work. It'll work.
The one thing about Ohio State games that I know for a fact is it's really hard. It's really hard to go to multiple games unless you are a big-time donor.
But you're going to need the towel when you get there for the atmosphere.
And there's a reason for that, too.
Are they going to tell us the color of the towel?
Well, see, you're already playing it too much.
No,
no,
I thought,
this was organic.
This is organic. That's what they're trying to do.
That's not organic. You're playing it too much.
I don't think you understand. This is organic.
Yeah, he felt the show needed it.
I do this for a living.
This is Hang On. This is Hang On, Sloopy. You can't just play like Hotel California.
No. He felt like the conversation needed it.
It was something I was getting pumped up.
Victory bell will be rung before the team enters the field. The goal will be to have it rung by an honorary figure or Ohio State celebrity. First game will be Archie.
Archie's the legend. That makes sense. Feels all you need is a guitar.
Yeah.
Looks like they're borrowing something from the Cleveland Browns there.
Yeah, they're going to be.
If you ask me.
Yep, probably, right? The Browns borrowed theirs from. Seems like every team now has somebody to try to fuel
right. The
fans.
Kansas City has a drum. Seattle has a flag.
12th man in Seattle. You ring the bell and all that stuff. Yeah.
This would have been like Richard Lewis, RIP, but like
course.
They a celebrity every game. So now they got to come up with a celebrity every game.
So Richard's not doing it.
I imagine
Jeffrey Dahmer, right?
How's Jack Nicklaus doing?
Could be Jack Nicklaus.
I just saw him in Happy Gilmore too.
He should be fine. Jack Nicklaus.
Get him out there.
True. And here's where it gets a little convoluted. If defend the shoe, Buckeye fans can earn Buckeye leaves by creating third down penalties, forcing timeouts and other energy/noise-related impacts the crowd makes. So go ahead and throw one of those digital leaves on your digital helmet.
You get a leaf.
Just being organic.
We had a person, can I tell you, everybody, we had a guy named Steve Ralston who worked here.
Yeah,
and I'm not gonna name the guy, but he was a boss, and he's not from here, and he's no longer here. I can just say it was Andy.
And he's in Atlanta now.
It was Andy. So Steve Ralston had Buckeye leaves on his headset, earphones, and Andy thought that they were weed leaves. And we had to explain to Andy that those are Buckeye. They put them on the side. He goes, oh, that's what those are. I go, got a blind spot for college football
college
there, eh,
bud? Football guy.
Got a little bit of a blind spot there.
More seats for the Blocko section for the stadium. More music and songs integrated into the experience to get the crowd hype for specific moments. The band.
It's too much Hang On, Sloop.
That you're hearing right now. Or is it just enough? The band will be relocated to the north end zone and also amplified with microphone. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. The band has gotten into trouble.
As long as we aren't piping in the noise.
I thought you'd only run out on the field and get in trouble. You go ahead, Matt. No, wait. The north is at the open section.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, the south stands.
You're allowed.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stands are always where the students.
You're allowed to have microphones?
They better be careful because they've gotten a little rowdy over the years. They've gotten themselves into some trouble.
That seems on.
One final note, specific mention of usage of the song Ohio by Camp, C-A-A-M-P. I've never heard that song until right before the show. I played it for Ken.
Camp.
Camp.
You got the song here?
Do we know this song? Is this like a popular, famous song?
Let's get some of Camp here.
Let's hear Camp.
After listening to it, the section I believe they might focus on.
In Ohio.
This is it.
Some things you can't forget.
What is this?
It's like
this is the song?
Poor man's Joe Crocker.
Well, okay, the song. I think it seems a little dated. I mean, hang on, Sloopy's kind of like, well, I know right. Hang on, Sloopy's dated, but it's kind of now it's in the.
Who did you say it sounded like earlier?
It sounds like Lumineers.
Yeah, Lumineers. You're right.
It sounds like, hey, ho.
Well, there is a.
The stop. That's what it is.
That's a more. He's more of a smoky, but like the Noah Kahan's very big and it's folky. It's folk stuff.
Can you play a little bit? Play a little bit of that again. Can you do
the
that?
The part you played was better than the part I played, the start of it.
I don't think of Buckeye football here. I think of like.
Well, they're trying to begin a tradition.
I feel like a mother and a daughter are riding around in a car in summer and it's like an Ohio tourism.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Dayton.
Balls in Columbus.
And they're looking at antiques. Cincinnati.
It's a lot of banjo at the river. In there. But see, this happened.
Life's just a little better on the Olentangy River.
Toledo, and they're blowing glass.
This happened when they did the new plates for the state, which the embodiment of that was the corn, right?
Are they Time Life plates?
And it's like, but most people in Ohio don't live where the corn is. Most people in Ohio live in the cities and the suburbs around the cities, not where the corn is. So there's always going to be in a very regionally divided state, there's always going to be a debate over who identifies with what in the state.
So I imagine now you're a Buckeye fan. You're the Buckeye fan on the station. I mean, let's be honest here. You're the alum of Ohio State. Are you insulted by this or what?
I will say the attempt to improve the game day atmosphere, it was needed. It's what everybody told Ross Bjork when he got hired. They said it has become a wine and cheese crowd at Ohio State. And a lot of these, especially noon games, people are falling asleep.
Oh, God.
That's a 4-hour game. Like, I can't deny that the atmosphere has not been great. Part of that is they put all the games at noon. That was a Fox issue, which I don't totally hate. But when you do have the night games, you know, that's when the atmosphere is there. The big Penn State games, the big Wisconsin games, I don't think the atmosphere was a problem. It's a lot of the noon kickoffs when they're up in the third quarter by 50 points.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, hey, the game day atmosphere is not great here.
So are people leaving early and they're like, I have to leave before I even hear Hang On Sloopy. And Ross is like, no,
here you go.
You're going to get your Hang On Sloopy. In your face, middle of the first quarter.
See, people
back at Ohio Stadium, 14-0 Buckeyes.
I think people are sick and tired of hearing, though, that the SEC has the best atmospheres up and down that conference. Because now we got the best football again, right?
Paul Keels, Big Ten's Jim Lachey, the best football Tyler conference, Danberg man. On the sidelines with you. 21-0 Buckeyes.
At least the top of the Big
Especially
Ten
with
has the
addition
best
of Oregon and
yeah. Yeah, now we can go toe-to-toe with the SEC schools. But the atmosphere of those night games in the SEC. Yeah. And Penn State. Penn State has the atmosphere. Wisconsin, when they were humming, had the atmosphere.
Well, I got to tell you. So, Penn State has the atmosphere, but I think they're like 9-9 or 9-8.
They never win.
In those whiteout
games. Ohio State beats them every time.
Yeah, so, it's pretty odd. I thought you were going to be incensed. You actually had the exact thought I was thinking of. But I think you've been critical of the wine and cheese crowd before. First off, it's like $400 to sit lower bowl there. So you only have a certain fan that
can
afford
really
to sit
It's really hard.
There.
It's hard. You got to win the lottery.
Anthony, I did see the theme for the Michigan game. I was just told was throw in the towel.
No, that's
Do you have a response?
Come on. That was pretty. That was something there.
I mean, he's not wrong. Wouldn't kill Ryan Day to win one of these Michigan games, but hey, won the national championship.
I can't
say anything to Ryan Day anymore.
I think you're a victim of your own success. I remember Nick Saban going off on the student section at Alabama because the place was barren. Because you're up 60-0, and he goes, you guys just think this stuff falls off of trees. You remember last year Dabo's like, what was the standard here before I got here? 8-4? Clemsoning, and now you got like that. The standard changes, so yeah, man.
Urban, when Urban got hired, he came in and he was not thrilled with a lot of the reaction by the fan base. Like he came in and he tried to get those guys pumped up, and of course they destroyed everybody. They just dominated everybody.
It's true.
So it is tough. It's like you kind of need close games to really preserve that atmosphere.
I mean, you're right. I'll say this. Like at the end of this, like your standard is so high. Like Penn State, I think there's a natural buy-in there. Michigan, if you were at home, that's a natural buy-in. But like Rutgers, like the only atmosphere you can have is a pensive negative one if they're still around in the third quarter.
Yeah, Penn State, people are coming from all over the place. It's so hard to get there that when they get there, they're going to go nuts.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.